Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're starting the first in our three-part series on forgiveness. We're going to explore forgiving others, forgiving ourselves, and moving on. So this week we're going to start the discussion with forgiving others. And unfortunately, all of us are impacted by the actions and behaviours of other people, particularly when they don't necessarily get it right. So the first question I have for everyone is, if they're working through a forgiveness journey, is to actually consider what might the benefits and costs of forgiveness be. My second tip is to just keep focus on the fact that forgiveness is for you and it allows you the opportunity to grow and move on, and it's not necessarily for the other person. So the driver of the forgiveness process has to actually be for you, and you have to be okay with it, and it cannot be influenced or pushed or motivated by the other person, because that's probably going to mean that it's out of our line with your own journey. My second tip is to be really, really clear with yourself about what exactly it is that you are forgiving. So being able to really, really clearly name the behavior or the specific thing, the thing that was said or the thing that was done or not done. Because it is true that we can forgive and try to understand some aspects of a person's behavior and maybe not others. And so just having that clarity and being really, really clear that the certain lines that you can walk to and the certain lines that you cannot forgive, then that's really, really helpful as well. It allows you to walk as far along that journey as you can yourself. It's also really, really important that forgiveness be framed in relation to understanding the impact. So forgiveness has to be a part of this process. It's not the end in and of itself. In fact, it may just be the start of another process. And it's important that we're real about the impact of a particular behavior and what it's meant at the time and what it's meant since. And it's really, really key that part of this forgiveness process is that we're taking care of ourselves all the time, and also beyond forgiveness, we need to keep taking care of ourselves. It's also true that if we decide that we're going to forgive a particular person for their transgression, that this can or cannot be communicated to the person. It's your process. There's no right or wrong answer in this. You may still want to communicate it out into the world silently or just cognitively by yourself, but you don't necessarily have to sit down and work that through with the person. Some people find that really, really helpful, but it doesn't have to be for everyone. And my last tip, and this is really, really important, is to think about the fact that forgiveness is not just a single decision. Forgiveness is part of a constant process because if we've been hurt by someone, there's a chance that this may reemerge, and there's a chance that the same conditions might occur again. And so it's really, really important that we learn from this, but also we're able to spot and able to manage and navigate patterns in thought and in ourselves, and this can allow us to catch resentments and those difficulties, those things that actually stop us and hold us back. So forgiveness can't just be a particular decision, but it's actually a constant and engaging and active process. So lose a little baggage this week with Mind Games.